So it was Ori and Ernest. So let me ask what your roles are in the project. Each of you, what's your title or your position?
Well, I would define it as coordinators for the timber framing work.
So those large pieces come in from Colorado after being cut,
right.
And then you guys are...
The timber framing erection would be a better way to say it.
Okay, so you're part of assembling the bents on the ground and the jigs on the ground and
the
then raising the
works.
Everything else. Okay.
Yeah, we located the people that are doing the work out there and brought them to the project and brought them on board and they're doing the physical labor out there.
It actually goes beyond the timber framing. We're also doing the shell.
But that's another thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The exterior wall. But I'm also working for Answers in Genesis as their man of all work.
Yeah, whatever.
Safety issues. Just
ladders.
Stairways. Access. Yeah. Going up the top and making sure that the masons can get up to the top and make sure the concrete guys can get up to the top. And everything. Just make sure that it works.
Make sure
they're
laying
out the ramp for the crane.
It's kind of almost like some of the work for general contractors, actually, you know.
Yeah.
We are general contractors. We were real life, I mean, other than this. So, you know what I mean? It kind of extends, since, you know, general contractor really doesn't have a management job.
Okay.
So we're kind of doing some of that work. Not entirely, because we're not really messing with the masons directly, but, you know.
Okay. And then do the other Amish men who are working for you, are they... Are they employed by you, or are they their own? Are they contracted as well? How did that?
Well, I think they're working for Genesis.
The answer is Genesis.
Oh, okay.
They're,
so we're just paying them directly.
Right. With the owners.
Right.
Okay.
As ours is.
Okay.
But because of our relationship overall, we supervise and manage all the work.
Okay. And then, where are you guys from? From, is it Elkhart, Indiana, or?
Close to Elkhart. I'm from Topeka, east of Shipshewan.
Shipshewan, Indiana.
We're about
20 Topeka,
miles
Indiana.
Apart.
Okay. And then
you're 20 miles from Elkhart, and I'm maybe 40. That's about where it amounts to.
Okay.
Is that right?
No, that's about right.
Okay. And obviously, you haven't built anything this big before, but what experience do you have with large scale projects?
Oh, about half of this size with the farmer's market.
It's less than that.
Because of, this is much more detailed. But it's. A third of that.
Okay. Well, even half or a third of this is.
Yeah. But it was the same heavy timber.
Okay.
That's where the owners apparently found the projects that we did up in Northern Indiana. The architect designed it and went up there, looked at the buildings they built, and decided that we can build an ark with this type of wood construction. And then hired the architect who then brought us on board. So that's how it happened.
Okay. Did you think they were crazy when you first heard about it?
No, I was excited about it.
No, it's within what we consider I don't like to say the word within the scope of our values, but it's something that reflected our values as biblical authenticity.
Okay.
You know, promoting biblical authenticity.
I like that.
I appreciate that somebody's trying to do it.
Yeah, I do too. Otherwise, I wouldn't be part of the ministry. Happy to be a part of it, and just knowing that I get to work with the guys who are designing everything that is going to go inside of what you guys are building. A lot of people are very curious about the Amish, and there's a lot of misunderstanding that people have. So let me ask a few questions that deal with, for instance, logistical issues. Coming from Northern Indiana, I know you don't take the horse and buggy all the way down here, but I've had people ask me, when do they leave to get to nobody's going to treat their horse like that. That's going to be a long one. So how do you handle logistical issues, such as traveling from so far away?
Well, I have, Ori and I myself are both have their own crews we've had for some time. We hire drivers. And for this particular job, I kept my driver, and we're coming with my driver down here every Monday morning.
Okay.
And going home again. Right.
So you drive down Monday morning early, I would assume, and then leave Friday morning. Okay. And then do your families travel with you at all, or?
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Occasionally they're here, sometimes.
And then where would you don't stay on site, do you?
No. I have an apartment in Williamstown.
Okay.
And you're in, what,
I'm still saying in Dry Ridge, I'm still looking for an apartment, but I haven't done enough work. I've looked for a couple of places, didn't work out for me. So
okay.
We would have liked to stay in the same place, but we haven't found it yet.
Well, that might be good. Then you don't get sick of each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah. Whatever.
All right. How have the other crew members, the Amish crew workers, how have they interacted with the guys on site who are not Amish or maybe even not even Christian, some of the different...
Okay. It works. I
mean, yeah,
it works
well. You know, that, again, is very important to us to interact in a healthy and what would be the right work with integrity and human relationship principles.
Well, we're used to that.
Yeah.
We've been working on both other 35 years.
We're not stretching. It's not like we're a closed society. We never work with other people.
It, well, part of it was how did they feel about working? It might be the first time they've been working
okay,
with
that
Amish
might be
too.
True more so than us.
Yeah.
And the answer to that can be found with picking an individual anywhere in the crowd. Just talk to Doug or talk to one
as far
of
as we know, we haven't had any.
Okay.
Anything.
And it would be important to us to not have issues with them.
Right.
We don't want to have them have issues with us either. That's
okay.
Important to us. We would want to know if there's anything we're doing out of it.
Okay. So interact in a healthy way and really a God-honoring way.
Yeah.
Great.
I think it's important for us to be a witness to what we believe as opposed to just being closed and difficult to work with.
Okay.
That's fantastic. It's totally useless to have any kind of a lifestyle that reflects anything if it's not healthy and virtuous.
Exactly.
Just to live separately in itself is Not the only goal.
One of the ideas out there is that Amish don't use power equipment. I know that that's not always the case.
Didn't used to be, but it's more so all the time.
There may be a few that don't.
Okay.
But I don't even know.
Well, there are some really conservative groups that do not use power equipment of any type.
Okay, so
they are closed society. They will not interact with the public at all.
Okay.
We don't have very many in our community at all, but there are whole communities that are that. They don't associate with us either. I'd say we're mainstream 80% of the whole United States.
Okay.
Our values are similar. It's kind of like the general Amish community.
Okay. Are you permitted to own those things? Or the,
yeah.
Okay.
We own our own.
Great.
We don't usually own vehicles or anything like that. We don't drive our vehicles. Occasionally, some ownership is involved, but not usually.
Okay, and that's why you would hire the drivers to. Okay, and then I was a pastor of a small church in southwestern Wisconsin for years, living right among several Amish families, and I've watched a barn burn down on a Wednesday night, and the barn was built on Saturday, which just that was incredible to see. It's how people came together. It was really neat. So I think you've already kind of hinted at this, but you guys are building a modern-day Noah's Ark. What do you think about when you think of the biblical account of Noah and the flood?
Well, it's an authentic event that happened. However they did it is not clear. We don't know. There's a lot of... It's implied that people were very smart back then. They could have done a lot of stuff we have no idea. So what we think of it, I think it's a good idea to do it. And today's values, whatever it takes to show something that could have been.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, that sums it up. Yeah, I agree. Yes. You have to really appreciate the work they did. And I have to think about the fact that, accordingly to the Bible, and it's not clear whether it was 100 years or 120 years or whatever it was, it's a long time, that nowadays a building that is built seldom lasts 100 years.
Yeah.
So here we build a building from new to done in 100 years, and okay, were they remodeling at the end or what were they doing?
Yeah, it got done with the north side, but now I got to rebuild it before.
That's what I have to think about.
I've thought about that too as I'm writing that, you know, people say, oh, it took them 100 years. He probably wasn't doing the construction that long because
I don't think
wood would warp and all that kind of
stuff.
I don't know.
You really have to think about the conditions, and I don't know what that is.
Well, then again, what was the weather like?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We work with the facts that we have as far as replicating.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm fine with that. You know, and people say, well, you're not using gopher wood. It's okay. What was gopher wood? I haven't found an answer yet.
Yeah. That's what I tell them too, is that when they say, are you building on the same thing Noah did? I said, yeah, wood. And they say, no, but is it gopher wood? I said, maybe. Because we don't know what gopher wood was. It might be Douglas fir. Who knows?
An authentic art doesn't mean it has to be exactly like it was. It has to be functional. It has to be similar size and structure.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have taken something like that to do a boat like that. That's the only thing that has to be. So I think this is as close as you're going to get it.
I think so too. And I'm very excited about what you guys are doing. So what is it about this project that is so special for both of you? Or what made you decide to become a part of it?
I would say that if you're a builder, part of your genes are simply that you like to create, build castles in the sand or whatever you want to. And this is exciting for me in that sense, but it then extended beyond that. We wouldn't want to really build a casino or something like that.
Yeah.
But this reflects our values again. That's what's exciting about
it. Exactly. It's a big challenge. You know,
okay.
And like you said, you know, it's something that we're building, we're creating, assisting. We're not doing it ourselves. So, yeah, I was excited to be a part of it, just because of what it is. Not just, I mean, it all adds up. You've got something that's of value to your own sets of values,
mm-hmm.
plus you've got some big project that you were part of. And when you're done, you can look at it and say you did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of it.
And I think with that, I think that I like the idea of engaging with the public and maybe in a small way, show that a simple, structured, ordered lifestyle has value as well.
Hmm.
That we are, our communities are growing dramatically. We are no longer a small, obscure community tucked away in the farming country out of the way. We are visible and we have a responsibility to be a moral and virtuous community that has a message or an example. And if we can't do that, then we're missing the mark.
Okay.
I think it's important that we reflect the values, not of somebody's idea of a simple lifestyle, but of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I wish all Christians would recognize
that. We can get all bound up in religion,
mm-hmm.
caught up in worshiping religion. And I will say that some of us do that. We worship a lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and we lose sight of the spiritual weapon. And then you get all kinds of stuff going on that's not healthy. That's really sad, but it happens in any society.
That's true. In any culture, you run that risk. Even within our own ministry, we're so intent on defending the Word of God that sometimes we forget why we're defending the Word of God. It's not so that we win. It's not so that we prove our point. It's to glorify Christ.
And every generation has got to connect with the spiritual aspect of what we believe and not just build on top of what our forefathers did for the sake of extending and perpetuating somebody's idea. We have to reconnect spiritually. Because there are no grandparents. Everyone is a son of God.
God has no grandchildren. That's the way that I've heard it put. Yeah. Well, you've already sort of answered my last question, but let me see if this triggers any other thoughts. What sort of impact would you like to see this project have once it's all said and done?
I just love to see a little bit more spiritual, rebirth or
revival
in the whole country.
Yeah.
I just love to see something happen.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
I'll let you get back to it.